Welcome to the Cups of Consciousness show. I am Alea Dow, your host. I'm a doctor of oriental medicine, a sound healer, the author and founder of the Seven Cups of Consciousness. I have produced 9 sound healing albums and have recorded over 2,000 meditations online. I am an energy practitioner and help people shift their consciousness using their energetic fields. And this show is all about using your energetic fields to shift your consciousness, as well as exploring energetic concepts that help you create a more empowered and connected life. This episode is an energetic session that explores concepts, energetic practices, and protocols that are similar to a prayer, which help you transform particular aspects of your life. When you listen, recognize that some part of you is using your energetic fields to shift your vibration, which in turn shifts your consciousness, your behaviors, your beliefs, how you react and respond. You might even go into an altered state, so use caution if you're driving or doing something that requires a focused mind. With all of this work that I present, remember that it is your energy shifting you in your own unique way. That way you stay in control and empower with your process. So take a deep breath in, pull yourself into your line of light, and explore your inner terrain in a safe and supported space. Let's dive in. An energetic process to assist your body in changing a particular condition, physical condition, by helping your body activate the desired vibration or weaving an appropriate vibrational grid, activating a particular consciousness by shifting its vibration. We invite you to take a deep breath in, holding your energy and awareness in your divine line. You, soul rider, take a moment to scan your body. Say, body, Deva, what is it that you're wanting to shift physically for yourself? You might have discomfort, pain, pathology. And you might just label that, write that down. It might be neck pain, shoulder pain, low back, organ, some type of organ dysfunction, whatever it might be. And then very compassionately say to your body, body, you're using this physical condition to try to change your vibration, to try to move into a different alignment, to try to shift your consciousness. Body, what would it feel like to use another dimension, not the physical dimension, to try to change your vibration? And then again, very compassionately say, body, Deva, at the level of your higher self, reference a dimension where you could begin weaving a vibrational fabric, bringing in sacred shapes, sounds, light that hold the vibration, the quality that you're actually after, and begin activating and amplifying that vibration in your individual divine cosmic loop, in your energetic fields, within and around you. Whatever that vibration is, and the lovely thing about this is we don't have to consciously know what the vibration is that the body's after. The body will know it and feel it. And you, soul writer, are simply holding a container, using your position in the physical dimension to make a request for your body to begin actualizing that vibration that it's wanting in a dimension where it can. Body, keep activating that vibration in your individual divine cosmic loop, rippling it into your energetic fields, which then begin to ripple and reflect a different vibrational experience into the physical terrain, which then begins to shift the vibration in the cells, the organs, meridians, the glands, the tendons, the bones, the blood, the fields, the emotional fields, the mental fields. And your one-liner for your body as you move in the day is, body, Deva, use your higher self, your energetic fields, to activate the desired vibration that you're after. This condition is simply a little attention grabber of, oh, activate the vibration you're after. Using your higher self, using your energetic fields, and you, soul writer, again, are not micromanaging. You're not even aware of what that vibration is. And your body starts using inside yourself its energetic fields, and you might even start to feel pulsing or a tingling in the physical body. And then you say to your body, body, good job. You're doing it. You're changing your vibration in a dimension where you can. You're actualizing that which you desire vibrationally. And that's beginning to ripple and reflect into your energetic fields, into your physical fields, shifting the physical condition. So keep encouraging your body to awaken to itself in this other dimension, to use its energetic fields, to attain that vibration, actualize that vibration that it desires. And then balancing and stabilizing, updating the grids of you, soul rider, your body, your teams, holding your energy and awareness in your divine line, front of spine, encouraging, coaching, guiding body, but creating a really big space for the body to do its work in its own unique way. Oh. Letting that integrate.
You have been listening to the Cups of Consciousness show with me, Alaya Dow. Receive a free month of the Cups of Consciousness. Go to 7cupsofconsciousness.com. When you get your free month, you will get 5 cups a week for 4 weeks. You'll also receive access to a live Tall Cup of Consciousness session. Feel free to review the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Aho.